Are you ready to take your Ford ownership to the next level? Introducing Ford Pass at Jim K. Ford, your passport to a world of convenience and control. Start your vehicle remotely, lock or unlock it from your smartphone, receive instant alerts about your vehicle's health, and schedule service appointments. Don't miss out on the Ford Pass revolution at Jim K. Ford, 1438 Uville Drive in Orleans, or online at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
All right, let's begin by thanking our great Patreon members. The legends like Bill Grease, Henry Backer, Jimmy Fada, G-Money, Marcus Von B. Also want to thank Mark D., Matthew from Blackburn Hamlet, Bernsey 79, Kevin Waghorn, Martin Peddle, Mike Ennis, Randy Spence, Retro Mags Brian. Thanks to all of you and all our Patreon members for being fantastic supporters of the program.
The Steve Warren Project. Sports and whatever.
There it is. The machine is rolling. We're recording once again, and the SWP is back for another week here in mid-May. Steve Warren along with Jim Jerome. Jimmy's back in Edmonton. I'm here in the nation's capital. James, how are you?
Stevie boy, I'm really good. Really good, my friend. Good. It's a big day, Stevie. Yeah, huge day. It is the annual, Stevie, happens once every year, the annual unleashing of the mantos, Steve, that have been hibernating all winter in socks and boots and shoes, Steve. And today was the, they're coming out of hibernation, Stevie. And they should fucking go right back in. Back in, Stevie. Okay. Not a good deal, Steve. You remember when you saw them years ago?
Horrifying.
Horrifying. 50 times more horrifying now, Steve. They require a Dremel tool, Stevie, now to look after them. Okay. To look after them. My toes are so bad, Steve. This is how bad they are. Well, my one big one on my right foot, I got a bad toe. Okay. That. A Dremel tool, Steve, is used to grind iron, okay? There's one of the adapters, Steve, you could cut steel.
Nice.
With it. So this is what I've been taking to my toe, okay? And someone might say, good God, don't do that, Jim. I mean, that's dangerous, you know? You're gonna. Well, that's how bad my toe is, Steve. Don't feel a thing. At all.
Right. The only people who are saying don't do that, Jim, are the people who haven't seen your feet.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, both of your big toenails looks like Frito corn chips, I've always
said.
Yeah,
they're just, it's just, as I say, I just slipped the old, got some nice weather happening here. I got back late last night from Ontario, and I looked out this morning, I said, there we go. You know, and I sort of walked downstairs in the daylight, Steve. It's not that I don't see my toes during the winter, Steve, but I sure cover them up.
Yeah. Most, I think most guys' feet should be covered up all the time.
Have to go with these socks and sandals, Stevie. Yeah. Then don't wear sandals, okay? Wear the Converse. Throw on the Converse, okay?
It's interesting. There's like this sort of toe fungus lobby that's paying for all these public service announcements on TV the last decade. Where they're really hyping on, like the doctor says, no, it's actually an infection and it can be spread. I'm like, why is that such an important public service announcement of all the ads that could be out there? Toe fungus? Really?
I'll tell you what, Stevie, my doctor, good guy there, my doctor. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Nice guy. So I presented that to him. And they, you know, they immediately, Steve, they whip on the mask and the rubber gloves. They go, what toes? Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay. Anyway, the guy had a look and he said, okay, here's what you can do for that. Nothing.
Oh,
this is a doctor, Steve. I said, wait a minute. There's about 42 options. Yeah. Good luck. Nothing. Wow. He says, all that shit doesn't work. All the topical medicine and the pills and I don't know, the soap and water. I don't know. It just
soap and water. So, don't be crazy.
If someone's out there who knows, Stevie, if someone's out there who knows on the annual day of the unleashing of the toes today, then have at her. I'll take it for dinner. Stevie.
I've heard olive oil.
Oh, fuck. No. Steve, did you not hear me?
I'm just saying, I heard
Don't
that.
Just throw shit out there now. Yeah. You know what I heard, Jim? If you rub a little pesto on there with some olive oil. No, that's for cooking, Steve. Okay, that's for cooking. I've heard olive oil. This is reminding me of people explaining to me, Steve, why I've lost my hair.
Right.
Okay, yeah. It's your second aunt. You know that shit they do all the time? It's your aunt. Did your mother lose her hair? I don't think so. Not many mothers do. This just in, pal. Okay? Not many mothers do. Oh, yeah, because it's from your mother's side. Well, she didn't lose her hair.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, it's your dad's side. Yeah, it has nothing to do with sides, Steve. The toes have nothing to do with sides. The hair has nothing to do with sides. Anyway, so here's something, Steve, that happened last night on the flight on the way home.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. By the way, people don't believe me. I've been flying east-west, Edmonton, Ottawa, for years and years. Mm-hmm. And there is such a thing as the westerly wind, Steve. They blow west, okay? Or they blow east, sorry. They blow east. And I've made it to Ottawa in 3.5 hours before. And last night, flying home, same route, 4.5 hours, okay? Took a while. So, Stevie, by the way, Porter is a great airline. They fly really good airline.
Okay.
So it's 2 and 2 seats is the seating arrangement, Steve. Okay. 2x2. Okay. Not 3x3. So I'm sitting in my window seat, Stevie. Mine is blank. The seat on the aisle is empty. And the seat across the aisle is full. Nice young lady, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, watching Narcos. Struck up a little conversation. And next thing, I sort of fell asleep, Steve, and I get up, Steve, and there's a business card, Stevie, beside me on the empty seat.
Oh, well. Mile High Club.
Whoa. Well, not with her, Steve. I was busy at the time. Yeah. So, anyway, Steve, I give it the... She, you know, sitting down, and I put it between my fingers and tap her on the shoulder because she had her earbuds in. And I said, thanks a lot.
You didn't make that noise.
No, I didn't do that. Okay, I didn't. I went, hey, thanks a lot. And I sort of hold it up, you know. Hey, thanks a lot. I got this. She went, oh, I must have dropped that.
Oh.
Puts it in her.
Oh, no.
I must have dropped it. You know, when I got up to go to the bathroom. Oh,
man.
Yeah.
The door was ajar. You were ready to walk through, and all of a sudden she slams it. Oh,
slam with the sorry. I must have dropped that.
That's nasty.
Oh, hurtful, Stevie. Hurtful. Anyway.
Or maybe she was upset that you thanked her for it and weren't subtle enough. You didn't just tuck the card away.
Yeah,
and maybe she's thinking this guy's a nerd. He wasn't picking up what I was laying down. Literally,
I don't know.
Yeah. No,
she might have seen my toes, right, maybe, Steve, when I got up. She might have had my shoes off. Yeah. Stevie, another segment on the show.
What's
the
that
latest
now?
From Amazon? We can't see that. It's a little weak gun, Stevie.
Heat gun?
No, it's not a heat gun. It's Stevie. It's the high powered. Vacuum cleaner for the car.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay. Stevie, I'll tell you what else. Got the blower when you put it on the other end, Steve, so you can blow the dust out.
Nice. That's very strong.
From Amazon, Stevie.
Very nice. You're addicted.
I'm a little addicted. Yeah, a little addicted.
What's not to be addicted about? It's like, okay, it's a good price, and they deliver it right to your house. You don't have to do jack squat.
Yeah, I buy shit I don't even need just to return it because I love the policy. You know, it's like, this is amazing, man. Yeah. What is that? It's just something I want to return, you know?
Sure.
Here's what I'd like to get on Amazon, Steve. A couple of goals from the Oilers.
Oh, dear.
They play tonight, Stevie. Outshot them 45-18. So this is the story. Vancouver may be onto it. The goaltender was like, it almost like it was a cartoon you were watching, the guy stopping pucks. Yeah, I don't know if you saw any of it or if you tuned in, but the last
I haven't
game.
Been I haven't been watching as much as I'd like, but yeah, I mean, I certainly saw the highlights, and suddenly the fear they'd had all year that they thought they had licked the goaltending, it's rearing its ugly head once again, to the point where Skinner's going to take a seat in the next game.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, they go in a couple hours here.
There you go. Did you see the ending where McDavid is getting absolutely worked over? Like, Susie ended up with a one-game suspension from it. A lot of Oiler fans were kind of, and I actually saw Sean Avery raging about it. Yep. In that, you know, you basically got your best player in the world, Connor McDavid, gets kind of high load, if you will. I think Zadorov got him with a cross check from behind, and the other guy, Susie, catches him in the face with a cross check. And I got thinking to myself, I got to ask Jimmy about this. Like, what would have happened in 1983 had someone done that at the conclusion of a playoff game to Wayne Gretzky?
Well, you know what, Steve? And like, usually, Steve, you'd be going like this. So you see it. Connor kind of whacks the guy in the shin. Then dude comes in from behind, you know, full cross check in the back. This is Connor McDavid, man.
Yeah.
As Russ calls him, the Fabergé egg, you know, and don't touch this guy, you know. And the other guy cross checks him in the face. So when I'm watching that, Steve, I was traveling, so I couldn't, or I was driving. Remember, I was driving from Sudbury to Ottawa. So I'm watching the highlight. And as soon as I see the cross check in the face, Steve, I go like this. Watch out now, okay? There's going to be 9 guys who are going to come in at 1,000 miles an hour. Right. Oilers. The coach is going to fucking run into the ice, right? It's going to be crazy. The media guy, everyone's going to run at him. Couple guys drifted in, Stevie.
Yeah.
Did you think that too?
Well, yeah.
You mother chicken little bastards.
Oh, like, I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, no. I would like to see more of it. I wouldn't call them that, but you know, I don't know what they're, thinking though. If it's not what you're saying, and I don't think Zach Hyman is a shrinking violet or anything like that, but it sure looked like it on that play. Like, where is, like, I thought the ghost of Dave Semenko would become rolling in. Like, just how do you allow that? Game's over. And you had every right to go in and just start raining blows down. I mean, unless you cross-check a guy in the face, you're not going to get suspended in the playoffs. So, I didn't get that. And it's old-school thinking. Be a lot of people who say that has nothing to do with the next game, but it sure didn't look. It looked like a team divided to me.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, you're gonna go. It'll have nothing to do with the next game, and you're gonna drop everything. Okay, you're going to get rid of your kids to watch tee off here at 7:30, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be exceptional, Stevie. It's going to be exceptional.
I mean, I think the other thing about it is there is a chance that they didn't understand how serious it was at the time, because it was like 2 guys on McDavid and there was a big scrum. So maybe the other guys on the ice didn't really see exactly how bad, how flagrant the cross check was. I don't know.
Right. So tonight's the night, Stevie. Tonight's the night with the Marty McSorley going, I'm not going to get the guy, Susie. He's gone anyway, or next game or 2. Okay, I'm going to get your star.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to get your star. The problem, Stevie, is I didn't see it, okay, is if you go online in Edmonton, you can't get anything about that cross check. Okay, people.
Well, with the Leafs out too, you're getting it everywhere. It's
Jesus.
I'm sure it's equally bad out there.
They want Steve today. The mayor announced anti cross checking McDavid in the face day. Yeah.
It's oh here. No.
Yeah. Jeez. The outpouring, Steve. The protest. The massive amount of signatures that have been collected. Settle down, people.
I bought you a bunch of gifts on Amazon that I'm going to have to return to honor the day.
So. There's a lot on this day, Stevie.
I know.
Cross-checking McDavid, the unleashing of the toes, and a new segment, What Did Jimmy Buy on Amazon?
Okay. Also wanted to talk on the hockey front about the insanity that is the NHL and the coaching. Like, right now, the coaching firings are, like, they're at an all-time high. And they're already insane. We've been saying for 40 years in the sport of hockey, as a coach, you're hired to be fired. It's never been more true than it is right now. Right now, you've got the NHL. What is the stat that I wanted to say? Okay, so Right now, you've got Tampa's John Cooper, Pittsburgh's Mike Sullivan, Colorado.
Did fire Cooper?
No. They're not fired yet. Just let me finish.
Oh.
So Cooper, Sullivan, Colorado's Jared Bednar, Carolina's Rod Brind'Amour, and Montreal's Marty St. Louis. They are the five coaches with more than 2 years in their current job. Okay. There are five guys with more than 2 years in their current job. Right. And you add in all the midseason changes, and the NHL had 39 different head coaches this season. 39!
What the hell?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Hang on, Steve. I got a cough here.
Okay.
Where's my...
He's got a cough. Oh, that looked like a good one. It looked like, I mean, it looks like an earthquake with the shaking of the camera. Oh, if you could see what I'm seeing here, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you ever cough so bad you start to sweat, Steve? Sorry, anyway.
A lot of things are making me sweat these days.
39 coaches. Five only have 2 years, Steve? Come on.
That's right.
No.
Yeah. It's true.
The other 34-ish, 30, how many?
There are 32 teams in the NHL. Yes. But there are 39 different head coaches.
This year.
That's right. That's right.
I don't get that. That's not bad. Isn't that kind of normal? So five coaches lost their job? Is that high? Huh? I'm missing the point here. I'm not saying you're not making one.
There are 32 teams in the league, and there are seven head coaches who got fired this year.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And more to come.
There probably are going to be more to come. It's hard to say, yeah. But
right.
I mean, it's almost like the NHL needs some kind of a union for its coaches, or the owners have to get together and say, listen, we can't make these GMs or allow these GMs to continue making these guys scapegoats again and again. It's ridiculous. And the other thing is with coaches, it's like, show me a great coach. I'll show you a team that's playing great defense and has a great goalie and has a great roster.
Are you ready to take your Ford ownership to the next level? Introducing Ford Pass at Jim K. Ford, your passport to a world of convenience and control. Start your vehicle remotely, lock or unlock it from your smartphone, receive instant alerts about your vehicle's health, and schedule service appointments. Don't miss out on the Ford Pass revolution at Jim K. Ford, 1438 Uville Drive in Orleans, or online at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
If you're looking to buy or sell your home in the Ottawa area, then the Glenn Walton Real Estate Team can help. Did you know Glenn's a massive sports fan and he's running a new contest here on the show? It is as easy as it gets. All you have to do is go to his website, glennwalton.com, send Glenn a message, and tell him what your favorite sports memory is for a chance to win a $200 gift card to any store or restaurant in the city. The draw is coming up at the end of May 2024, so send along your favorite sports memory to glennwalton.com.
So in the big picture, it's like, okay, you're not the million-dollar guy. You picked up a couple mil. We got to pay out a third or something or whatever your contract is. So off you go with $2-3 million in your pocket. Yeah, taxes, all that shit, folks, whatever. You know, you're going to get an assistant's job in a second. Mm-hmm. They get more than a scout. I think the scouts get about $150. You know, so 150 grand, you know, it looks embarrassing, I guess, Steve, for these guys. You know, now I'm an assistant or I'm a scout or, you know, but you'll be okay. You know, Sheldon Keefe gets fired in about nine minutes after that. They're like, okay, which team is he going to? Not if, okay. Which team is he going to be a head coach at?
And his extension in Toronto hadn't even started yet.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah. So that's like
same,
Rusty.
Same as Berube.
Berube and a few other guys, you know, are going to get turfed. If, you know, John Cooper gets fired, right? It'll be like, he won't walk four steps from the podium after getting fired before there's nine teams there.
Yeah. They'd be stupid to fire him. And I don't think they will.
Yeah. I don't think they will either. But, anyway, interesting. Well, that'd be interesting.
This is what Pete DeBoer had to say. He said, I do have thoughts on that. It's insanity.
Oh.
We coach in an age where everyone talks about the modern athlete building relationships in order to coach them. And how do you do that with that kind of coaching turnover? It's like going on a date and getting married and divorced before the appetizers show up. I don't get it, but that's the world we live in. It's a good point. Like, you're basically from the day you're hired, it just feels like there's a loaded gun aimed at your head.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well, you know, if you're afraid to say no, Steve, right? Like I did a life story with a guy, Stevie, really successful guy. And he kept talking about, so anyway, I was listening to him, you know, which is good, Steve, when you're supposed to be listening. And he's like, yeah. And then I interviewed for this job. You know, I interviewed these guys for this job. I said, what do you mean you interviewed them? You're the one applying. He goes, well, don't be ridiculous. You know, don't be ridiculous. I got to figure out if I want the job or not, you know?
Right.
And I was like, I don't know if I've ever heard that before, you know? But he makes the point, you know, and some of these coaches, if they go in, you know, the teams hold all the cards, Stevie. They hold all the cards, you know? What's a guy like, speaking of Jay Woodcroft, what's he going to do when he was in a, you know, a head coach in California for the Condors or whoever their team is in Bakersfield? You know, and they go, we want to make you the head coach. Okay. Well, right. Do you want to? No, whatever. Right. So that's probably the situation, right? With a lot of coaches, I guess. But
well, not all. I mean, Craig Berube is going to be able to write his own ticket right now. I heard that he was going to Winnipeg to be interviewed for the Jets job. Certainly the Leafs are interested in him. And so for a guy like that,
and he can go. Speaking of Leafs, right? He'd be the same, wouldn't he? Can write his own ticket.
I don't know if he's at Berube's stage because the guy never got out of the second round. Berube, meanwhile, won the 2019 Stanley Cup with the Blues. So I think he's better regarded, and I think he's got options. He might have we heard that he interviewed for the Senators job before Travis Green got it, but he goes into a situation like that, I think the more the merrier. You know, right. When I go to Winnipeg, like if he still wants to coach, he's not going to Winnipeg when he could go to Toronto, for example, with all due respect to Winnipeg. Good team and everything, but. And who knows, maybe he does like Winnipeg, but feels to me like Toronto would be the plum assignment with the big dough. That would be, but at the same time, all these jobs he's going to, they only serve to create leverage so that when he does go in, he's like the example you gave there where he is kind of interviewing the team too. Do I like these guys? Do I want to work for these guys? Because I've got fucking options.
Right. Well, a good example of, On the other end of the spectrum is Smith from Ottawa, right? So what happens? That guy's all, this is all fine and dandy for the Berube trophy. Okay. That's great. So he's okay. but I had the same gig, you know, in the same league for the, you know, so then he's done after a couple of years or I was 3 years, four, I don't know, two, three, 4 years. Smith.
Maybe he was, you mean Ottawa?
Yeah.
He was here for 4.5 years.
Yeah. So now he's done. But I saw him behind the bench during the Oilers series with the Kings.
That's right.
I think he's coaching with the Kings. So do you look at that and go, that's too bad? I'm going, no, they're looking after him. So, you know, they do. They do get looked after, I think.
Yeah, some of them do. Some of them, it just depends. You know, where's Corey? You ever see the name Corey Clouston out in Alberta? I know he's University of Alberta. He's a men's coach there for years, and he was briefly the Sens coach here. But once he left the Sens, never to be heard from again in the NHL. Right. No one has ever said, man, what's Corey Clouston doing? I'm going to give him an NHL job. Depends who you are.
Right. Interesting.
Yep, absolutely.
It's insanity.
Right?
Yeah.
That might be a bit dramatic. I apologize for right.
Yeah. Speaking of apologies, Stevie.
Yeah.
I got to lay one out there.
Why?
Yeah. Stevie, you will recall our last show was post Shroomfest at Metcalf.
What'd you do?
Well, you were there for it. I went on air, Steve, with you. So there were a bunch of guys, Steve, who listened to this show from Medcalf who weren't at the event. So all they heard, Steve, was me go, boy, I went to Medcalf, Steve. They all grew up on a pile of dirt. Holy God, are those dirty guys. Man, they were raised in potholes. Anyway, did you see the game last night?
Right.
So I apologize. Medcalf is just a wonderful town, but I do owe an apology to some of those guys where I didn't clarify.
Right. What I live just around the corner from Metcalf. How dare you say things like that? No, but I was in the same headspace as you in that you were kind of just addressing, extending the comedy night at Extreme Fest. It had nothing to do with Metcalf. Of course, we love Metcalf. Go Jets!
Okay, Russ. Sorry, Russ. The reason I bring to say Russ mistakenly is I've been leaning on him for bets. You know, I like the action, Stevie. Uh-huh. I had a little house money after the first round, Steve. I bet $50 a series. So laid out 400.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I won 5 series and lost 3.
Okay. That's all right.
So do the math. So I get 100. I think I'm down $100 now.
I thought Russ gave you all the scoops on the teams he played for.
He did. And so we won. We won the Rangers. Excuse me, Steve. Sorry, I didn't hit them. We won the Rangers and we won Dallas. And we won Vancouver, right?
Yes,
we lost. I don't know which one we lost. Kings. We lost the Kings. So Stevie, there's 2 games tonight. You're gonna tell me what to bet. And there's options, Stevie. And I'm not going to all the live betting options. It's just ridiculous.
Okay.
Going back to the old fashioned way, you're gonna look at two things. The over under is so high, Stevie, on these games right now. 6.5, you know, over unders can be low as 5, you know,
right?
Over under, of course, is total goals scored. 6.5 is the Vancouver game, and the Boston game, Steve, is underway. Okay, sorry, end of the first. It's one nothing Boston. Stevie, here's the problem. I want to, you know, if I bet him, I'm really torn because Rick, name drop in here. Rick Talkett's a friend of mine. We go way back.
Love him
and. Love him, and he's coaching the Canucks. They're up 2-1. The Oilers are minus 200, Stevie, which means you bet 100 on the Oilers. If they lose, you got to pay 200.
Right.
So they're a 2-1 favorite. Conversely, if you bet the Canucks, you know, your 100 wins you 200. So what would you do on the over-under, Steve, 6.5?
I would go over because you got a very cold goalie that's starting. I think Calvin Pickard is going for the Oilers.
So but they can't get shots.
Still.
Okay.
I mean, whether they get shots or not, I mean, I expect the Canucks. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, Pickard comes in and plays out of his mind, but I tend to think that it would be the opposite effect and the Canucks get at least 4.
Here's the other thing, Stevie, that people are missing after that game where the goalie stood on his head and he's going to win the postseason Vezina. Okay. Mm-hmm. He let in 3, Stevie. Okay. Everyone's talking like he had a shutout, like he hasn't let a goal in since last September. Okay. The over.
How about that one goal, that one where he rips the puck off the line? Like, why any goalie has white mesh anymore where you can see through the white mesh where the puck is?
Oh, yeah.
In relation to the goal line, he's the first goalie that I've seen with the black mesh.
Smart.
That is going to be, I think, the norm moving forward because you had no idea on review if it went in. It looked like it might have gone in, but we'll never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just come out with a can of spray paint, Steve. Just spray the whole net black. What are you doing? I'm just painting the mesh black here.
The ice all black in there.
Yeah. okay, what about the game, Stevie?
Again, I'll go in the way of Vancouver just because this isn't a great goaltender coming in. And again, who knows? He could shock you, come in and just be lights out, but I think the Oilers are twitchy after the way that last game ended.
Okay.
And then they fire in a new goalie. Yeah, I'm definitely thinking the Canucks again.
All right, I'm gonna bet the Canucks. The over, Jesus Christ. I don't know. Anyway, nothing worse on broadcast talking about picks.
Exactly.
So I thought I'd talk about picks.
What about your, like, you had a bunch of, like, so when I flip on the computer, I have to go into your computer and set you up on your end so that we have an online connection. And the first thing I see is you're on paytickets.ca to pay off a bunch of tickets.
Yes.
What are you doing now?
Steve, let me explain something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to shade this. The North Bay Police Department, Steve, are a bunch of.
Oh, no. You can't say that. We have a big audience in North Bay.
Okay. Yeah. I'll, this is back, Stevie. I got the ticket last trip driving up to Sudbury, blasting through North Bay, heading west. And the whoop, whoop. The guy pulls me over for going 118 and an 80. And as you might recall, Steve, the guy handed me the ticket and I'm looking at it going, probably going to be for 110 or something, Steve.
Yeah.
It's 118. I said to the guy, wait a minute. That's actually what I was going though. He goes, I know that's actually what you were going. Okay. And I said, give me a break. Give me a freaking break. He gives it this one, Stevie, on the side of the window. Have a good day.
Wow.
Like the tap on the, like on the roof of the car. Have a good day. Walks away. You prick. I called him that out loud. I can't believe they sent me the actual ticket, you know? So
now, have you got the camera?
$288.
But that's a radar, right? Have you got the camera situation? Like the camera enforcement, like the city of Ottawa has gone bonkers with that. Like, I know that I bet tons of people listening right now will have gotten a camera enforcement
photo radar. Team. Yeah. Yeah. They've been in Edmonton, Steve, for 10 years now. Photo radar.
Yeah. But that's,
and for, they're photo, everywhere.
Photo they're radar everywhere. Is just basically a sort of, it's a still photo, right? So,
yes.
It's not necessarily tracking your speed, it's tracking whether you're going through the red light in most cases.
Or speeding.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe photo radar is the same thing. Yeah. So camera enforcement, photo radar, whatever it is. But I've got three tickets now since this really got going. And in every case, I was below 10 kilometers over the speed limit.
Not red light tickets.
No. Speeding. Oh, but only, but all less than 10 kilometers an hour under the speed, over the speed limit. And I raged about that a little on social media, and Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada, because I thought, 10, 15, I thought it was okay. He said, but the camera, it's 5.
Jesus.
5. Are you kidding me?
10 Total. Even. 10 even. Although, Stevie, although you won't believe this, but British Columbia has a no tolerance speeding. Okay? And I got stopped with the 4 over going through some Jasper or something like that, driving to Jasper. I just got into BC years ago.
So no grace at
no
all.
No tolerance. There's nothing. There's nothing. They can give you a speeding ticket at any speed.
Yeesh. Brutal.
Fucking Jesus. Yeah, something right. Me. I was yeah. Anyway, needs to be paid, Steve. So I thought I would just jump online. And as long as you're paying online, Stevie, okay, you should be allowed to leave a little message.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm just working on it, Steve. I'm just editing the message that I'm when I'm adding my $288. What do you think of that?
Well, you've already enraged the entire North Bay Police Department, so I think you've pretty much done your rock and roll duty for one night. Jeez. What I'm glad of.
But that one guy is. I don't know what my ticket didn't pop up. I'm having trouble getting the thing. But whoever Sergeant Power Tripper was, okay? He's one of the G.I. Joe toys, Stevie. Sergeant right. Power Tripper, okay? That's what and Steve, can you stop talking to me with your fucking thumbs hooked in your vest? Oh. Okay? With the feet standing apart, Steve?
Okay. Right.
Stand down, officer. Just stand down, okay? Relax, okay? Hey, Stevie.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Just touch my car. Do not touch my fucking car.
Yes, and as we begin to land the plane on the old show for another week, I would like to say this. Again, I do have control of your computer and have for, I'm going to say, almost 5 years now. Let me say this. I am so glad that you're finally starting to put personal financial information in the computer that I control. Oh. Hey,
oh,
guess who's going Amazon shopping now?
I'll tell you what, Stevie. I'm hoping, Steve, that's all you see on my computer.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna make a gift, Steve, with the toenail bone flying off my feet. Isn't that exciting?
Huh? Oh, that's something. That's something.
Oh my God! Oh.
The show was something today. We did it all.
Really was.
We said it all. Barely touched on sports. We talked a little bit about the coaches, but yeah, it was just basically a catch up session.
You let them know, Stevie, how I picked it up. You know, when you said to me, Jimmy, I don't have much. You're gonna have to carry the load.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, toes and Amazon. I did all the right things for the sports exactly. and whatever.
Yeah. That's often your go-to, really. I find that is, you know, what's my body up to now?
My body's, I'll tell you what, Stevie, highest ever. I went away and just packed on a couple more.
Right.
Stevie, I'm the big 222.
Ooh, that must be that's an all-time deep. High.
Yeah, that's an all-time high. Yep, it is. It is. So, as of today, Steve. Oh, mind you, when I did my toes, Stevie, 205. I'm gonna keep doing them. I'm giving up the Tim Hortons. That's the problem because I don't eat that much. You're gonna laugh, going, "Well, you must be eating something," and but I don't.
Okay.
By the way, Stevie, south on Bank Street, past Hunt Club Road. Towards Winchester, towards Metcalf. On the left-hand side is a restaurant called Stacked. It's a smoked meat house, Stevie. Tough to find a place with good smoked meat. Because I went around looking for Dunn's, and I don't even know if they have a restaurant anymore in Ottawa. I love my smoked meat. Like the one down in the market's shut down. There's none on Elgin Street. Stacked. If you want the real smoked meat, man, it was great.
I thought you were going to tell me it was one of those rural strip joints or something like that. Because that's what Stacked sound like to me.
Yeah. Well, it is a bonus when you get the smoked meat. No, it isn't. No, it's good rest. Stacked smokehouse. It's really good.
As if you haven't offended enough people in that area of the world. Jeez.
Oh my God.
Let's take our leave. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us. Our website is stevewproject.com. We'd love to hear from you. Drop us a note anytime at stevewproject@outlook.com. James, enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you.